Good morning, Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Kaf Bet. And we're starting at the bottom of Kaf Aleph Amud Bet, dedicated to the Shiru Nishmat, everyone who died in this war, to the soldiers and all the civilians, the Ptsuim, Chatufim, mentioned Daniel, Shimon, Ben Doron, and his fourth day of Shiva, Shvili for his Neshoma. And tomorrow as well, on the Shabbos, is the Shloshim for Kevin's mom. And Shvili for her Neshoma. And okay, so let's start. All right, so we're still carrying on, yeah, with the seventh brighter to try and, most of the times we're challenging the thought that Aloch is like Abaya. Well, Abaya said, just to recap very quickly, at the top of the Amud, we had a machloket. We started in the previous Amud, we said, Itma, this is machloket Amoraim, right? Yeush shelo midat. If a person doesn't yet know that something is lost, and he's never going to get it back. In other words, he's going to have to meet Yaish. Just doesn't know yet, he's going to have to meet Yaish. And you come along and find it. Is it yours already at the moment or not? Abaya Amar, lo ave Yayush. And Rabba says, Yayush. We said this one in the halachas of Abaya, where the halachas like Abaya. We said the six halachas are like Abaya. And they are Yael Kagan. Right? And this was the first one, Yayush, shelo midat. So this is a bright. We saw this is the seventh bright. We saw most of the brights here have been trying to understand Rabba's situation, really, because the Gemara, I think, has a difficulty. Alochazom lak Rabba. So another bright here, Toshma, Ktsiot Baderech. Rashi says over here, what are the Ktsiot Baderech? Te'enim shekotsinotam be'izmel, u'mohel shlem zab, shotchan besadil yabesh. So you've got these figs, and we know figs have got like a milk inside of them, right? They're very runny and gooey when you pick a fig off the tree. So you spread them out on the field there to dry them, to sun dry them. And now people walk past and they see these figs on the side of the road on the path. Even on the side of a fig orchard. And likewise a fig tree, which it's north. What's that? The branches are growing over into the field, into the street. And there are figs on the floor underneath them. Now it's pashut to everybody over here that if there's a fig tree, those figs fell off the fig tree. Nonetheless, the writer says, Mutarot Mishum Gezel. There's no Gezel over here. You can take them if you find them on the floor. Upturot Mina Masa. You have to take Masa because it's Hefka. There's no Masa from Hefka in the fields. Right? So now.
Only if they're falling into public.
I said in the field. Even in the field, if you eat them in the field, only when you bring something into your house is there Masa.
No, but it's still Gezel. I'm talking about Gezel.
Gezel, yeah. Well, here it's a little bit on the Baderich. Right. In other words, they're not on the in the guy's private field. He laid them out to dry on the public pathway next to his field. Or the trees grew over into the public and they fell over. You can't climb over the fence into the guy's field and say, oh, well, they're on the floor, right? That you can't do. And people do that, but you shouldn't. Unless you're very thirsty on a run, and I'm joking. But you have Mayor Berman actually once told me, Mayor Berman. So we're running together. And if you're running into Ein Vered there on this, there's like all those orange fields, and they're mamish on the road, and I would always pick the oranges over there. So he said to me out of interest, said that the worst trees the farmers plant like on the svar, for that reason, like that's just like a basically they know people are going to take those aren't the good trees.
In those fields they have signs up saying, you know. Basically, do you know this is private property?
Really? Luckily, no one ever showed me those signs. Really? Yeah. No one ever showed me those signs. Thankfully.
No.
Okay. Right. Uptomin amase. But I ever bezetim ubecharuvim. But with olives or with caribs. Asur. So we got a bit of a, not a stereo, but we've got a contradiction over here between the ratio and the safe. The ratio allows you to take them when it comes to figs. And the Sefer says with carob and with the olives, you can't take them. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Eresha, we can understand the Eresha, where you're allowed to take them, even according to Abaya. Why? It wouldn't be a kasha for Abaya. Why not? Agav de chashuva memashmesh beuteina. No matter your dear, the datre. He says, because since these figs are important for him, he's constantly checking the figs. So therefore, the moment figs go missing, he would know they've gone missing and he'd be mityash immediately. So you took a fig, right? Within 10 minutes, the farmer's on you. So not a problem as far as our buyer's concerned. El a safer, but the safer, we've got a difficulty with regards to Rava. The Rava Kashia, In other words, why are we first answering Abaya? Abaya says that Yeush Midat is lo Yeush, right? You can't take it, but the Mishnah says you, the Brahma says you can take them. So he says, no, look, that's not a kasha to Abaya. Don't think from here you're going to prove a kasha to Abaya. Abaya can answer you simply. The guy's checking the figs all the time. He's got a farmhand worker walking up and down to check his figs. So if you missed him on the gang the left, he'll catch you on the gang the right. And he'll discover the figs are gone. But our real kasha is yet to Rava. Because Rava says, Yeush Midat is Yeush. And yeah, we're saying that caribs and olives are not yours. You can't have them. You pick them up, you find them on the field. That's what the Gemara says, the Rava Kashia. Right, look at Rashi. The Rava Kashia, Diktani Bezeti Mechari Masur, look at the Rashi over there. He says, Vesalka Datach Mishum, the law of Vida de Natre, the lake remember Yada, the Ayesh, Avagav the lake Yada, and me Ayesh, law of Yeush Miashta. He says, maybe you're going to say, because the guy, I don't know, they can't fall, whatever the case is, because carrots on the ground, and the carrot may not fall, whatever, but nonetheless, Rabbi says that you don't need Yeush Midat. So Amar Rabbi said, Abai says, no, it's not a big kasha to Rabbi. Sha'ani Zayit. Zayit, olive is very different. Why? Hoyil v'chazuto muchiach alav. It seems that olives, people can identify their olives. Olives are almost like a siman. You know what your olive looks like. Those are my olives. Right, look at Rashi Abia. Yeah? Marito nikar shomiu. You can see who they belong to. Hirchach mare lechiyad de nafil, lo miyash. The guy whose olives fell away me with Yash. Why did I mean? The man I'm going to say, Kura Omeyad at the Dean in there. Everyone knows what my olives are like. Velo Hefkerain, Velo Shaka, they were going to take them. So, therefore, when it comes to olives, I suppose caribs likewise, we're saying these are recognizable. In other words, everyone knows that what his olives look like. Now, I don't know, I'm not an olive grower. I eat olives, but I don't know if I'm able to identify whose olives I'm eating. But okay, interesting. Va'afa gav the natras the Gemara zayte made yade. Why? Because look what the Gemara says. The brightest says. The Gemara says duchte de inish inishu. A person's place is him. Because people know what yours is yours. It's yours. It's your place. It's your place. So the Gemara says, well, I don't understand. Well, we had a bit of a difficulty over here. You're telling me that in the Reisha that the figs are no problem, even our buyer won't have a problem with it. Why? Because the guys are checking all the time and they got on the carib, you tell me olives I can't take because the guy says he's not midyash, even though they might fall and they might go, people know what they look like and they can't have them because they're not gonna give midyash. So why do we say about the ratio as well? Afilu ratio Rami says not midyash. So Rava Gemara says Amara Papa Taina, what's the difference between a fig and an olive and a carib? When a fig falls on the ground, it gets all messed up. So once a fig falls down, nobody wants it. Look at Rashi. Even though he knows that it fell off, it was immediately miyash. Why? It's ruined. Once that fig fell down and it got splattered on the ground, the owner couldn't care about it. You took it, you're just doing him a good deed. Okay. So we tried another kasha there on Rav and Abaya. Didn't work too much on Rav specifically. Another attempt at either proving or disproving Rav. Toshma. Haganav shenatal mizeh v'natal nizeh. So a ganav takes from one guy and gives to another guy. V'chein a gazlan, also a gazlan shenatal mizeh v'natal nizeh. And at the moment, remember we're using basic understanding. A gazlan is someone who took something with force. And a ganav who came but not. Now the difference between a ganav and a gazlan is, you don't really know who the ganav is, right? Because he smuggled in at night. You surely don't know who he is. And a gazlan, he didn't care, he knew who he was. He put a gun and he lifted you up against the wall and throttled you at your neck and said, give me. So you know the gazlan, you don't know the gunner is. So in both cases, the brother is saying, a gunner took from this one and gave to that one. Or gave to the, and a gazlan from this one. The chain, Yaudan, Shnatal, Mizev, or likewise the Jordan River. Now Rashi points out over here, the chain, Shardnarot, any river. Right? Just Rashi says, this Tana who taught this brighter, he happened to be close to the Jordan River. So he used the Jordan River, but he was next to the Euphrates. The Euphrates or the Zambezi, or the Colorado River, right? Whatever. But bottom line is, Mash Natal, Umash Natal, Natan. The Gebreiter says, doesn't matter if it was the Gazlan, the gunner for the river, right? What he took, right? The object that he took and he gave to that guy is a done deal. In other words, the person who took it, who lost it, was immediately Midyash. So Gemara's now Bishlam a Gazlan v'Yarden. We understand the Gazlan v'Yarden the Kachazilehu miyaj because he saw it happening in front of his eyes. The Gazlan stuck goes there in front of his face. The he knew he had no chance getting it back. The Yarden, he saw the river washing it away. Elaganef mikachazilehu miyaj. We didn't even know it was stolen. You went to bed at night. A Ganef came into your house in the middle of the night, took something. When you woke up the next day, didn't look for it. You went traveled around the whole day. In the meantime, he's gone and given it to somebody. You're telling me now that the Ganef, what he took, is ready. There was Yayush, and therefore the new owner gets it. That seems to support Rava, right? That seems to support Rava. Because there's no Yayush over here, and it's Yayush Lomidat. And a Ganef, Mika Chazel Miyas. And he says, no. Tigran Rapapa, Rapapa again, right? This is another one. The previous one, also Rapapa answered. Tigran Rapapa, Belisti Mezuyan. Papa says this is called, it's not really a ganef like we know it, it's an armed robber. So Gemara says, well, ihachi, hainu gazlan, is that a gazlan? The Gemara says, trey gavne gazlan, two types of gazlan. So the bride is discussing two types of gazlan, right? The one is, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, right, punct in the middle of Rabbeinu Chananel, like literally in the middle lines. It's the last word in the line, starts off, shenotel begaluv, trey gavne gazlan ketani, chad gazlan v'chad listi mezuyan. So one is, that's why I used the example of the Gazlan who throttled you, right? So the one Gazlan is a Gazlan who comes in and just like threatens you or throttles you or whatever. The other one is a guy who comes in with a gun. So the Gemara is calling the one a gun, the one a Gazlan. But really they're meaning two different types of Gazlan. But you're right, a gun if wouldn't be the case. So, okay, so that's that. So we haven't really solved anything there either because now we've known in whatever the case. So it's all with the Yosh Midat. So it wasn't really a good attempt. Another one. Brighter number 9, Toshma. Shataf Nahar Korav Eitzav Avanav. So a river came and flooded your field. You were on the banks of the river. It took away your beams or your wood or your stones, whatever the case, your building yard there. Venat Norbetoch Sadech Averu. And washed it into your friend's field. Okay, washed it into your friend's field. Hare Elu Shelo. The Mishnah, the Brahia says they're his. Hare Elu Shelo. Why are they his? Look at Rashi. Third wild answer at the top. The Hachigas in the second reaction says, hey, Harei Eru Shelo, Bibnashi Nit Yashua Baalim. He says, why? Nit Yashua Baalim. And this is what Rashi adds in. This is the change to the Gemara. Dechol Shtifat Nahar Kekorot Eitzim Vavanim Abalim Yaduba Miyad Deyesh Lakol. He says, that's why. He says, Harei Shelo, Bibnashi Nit Yashua Baalim. So yeah, the Gemara says, okay, why? Because they see it happening. They know it's happening. They've given up hope. And now it doesn't go to your neighbor. Okay, it goes washed down river and somebody else picks it up. Okay, you saw it happen. You saw it going and it was gone. You knew you weren't going to get it. You weren't going to get it back. So you were mityash immediately. So this seems to support who? Support Abaya. So the Gemara makes a deal. Time didn't Yashua Balim. Ask Amelo. Rak Abaya. Kashon Rava. So the Gemara says, not so quick. Hachav Maskina. We're talking about Kashiachol Lahatzil. Why is it that he could have saved it? It wasn't a river that he had no choice on. He could have saved it. So the Gemara said, "Yachi am a sefer ima you abali midefachren chayv lachzi." But the sefer, the brighter says that only if you saw the owners running after it, you have to give it back to them. Right? If they could have saved it easily, then why only if you saw them running after it? If they could have saved it, right? Then we don't need them to be running. It was enough. Ein mar dafin nami. Even though they weren't running after it, it's already abandoned. Why? It would be very difficult. It wasn't an easy thing to save, but they could have saved it with a lot of difficulty. If they ran after it, we say they would never meet Yash. They wanted it, and therefore it's not yours yet. You've got to wait for them to meet Yash. Ain't defin Yushem Yash. If they weren't running after it, since it was such a difficult way to save it, and they didn't wait to say, it's just too hard for me, I'm not even going to try, they would meet Yash immediately. And the bottom line over here, it seems like we do need the Yayush. The Gemara's kasha was more a technical kasha in the Brayta itself. But the bottom line seems to be that the Brayta supports over here Abaye that you would have to have Yayush. The Gemara gives another kasha. Another one. Toshma. Ketzad Amru. It's a little bit long-winded, a bit long. But just follow me over here. Right? This is a Gemara in Kiddushin. We saw this Gemara not long ago. Ketzad Amru, how do we say, says the Brayta, HaTorem Shilo Midaat Trumato Truma? We've got a halocha. If a guy walks into your field and he does Truma for you, even though you don't know that he's doing Truma for you, and he does the Truma is a good Truma. So how now we're going to try and draw a parallel over here between, sorry to keep you awake there, Robin. We're going to try and draw a parallel over here between the truma b'shalom da'at and yayo shalom da'at, right? Because at the end of the day, when a guy gives truma of yours, he's giving away your stuff, right? So maybe, and on the other hand, when we say yayo shalom da'at, we're also giving away your stuff. Halachically, we're giving away your stuff. Because we're saying that you had yayo without even knowing about it, so we're giving away your stuff. So there is a parallel idea which one can learn. So the Gemara says like this. Ketzad amru atorim shlomi da truma to truma. How do we say it? The Gemara gives an example of Yaresha Yarada toch sadecha veru. He went to see his friend's field, vidiket v'torim shlomi shud, and he gathered up some stuff and gave truma. His friend didn't even know he was giving truma. Im choshesh b'shum gezel, and truma to truma. V'im lav truma to truma. He says, so the Gemara seems to say, if it's a chashash of the guy stole it, so then it would be called truma. Look at Rashi. Im chashesh balabait umakpid al ma she'asah zeh. The balabait gets very angry with him and says, what are you talking about? So then, we choshesh b'shum gezel. Look at Rashi. Shtaram trumato b'lo reshuto. But if not, it was good truma. When the guy walks in and doesn't act as if he was upset, he says to the guy, shakach. So the truma that he gave was truma. And the coin who got the truma can keep the truma. Not a problem. There wasn't a chashash.
If the owner approves of it.
Well, if the owner doesn't object. Right, so
is it mitzvah shabal de avera?
Well, not really, because you weren't stealing. That's why if there was a chashash that it was an avera, then it's a mitzvah shabal avera. You're right. If the guy walks into your field and starts shouting at you, what are you doing? You took my stuff. How could you? And the ani standing there with the coin, not the ani, the coin standing there with the truma in his hands. So the coin was clever, just throw the stuff down and run away. Right? But if the balabait walks up and says to the guy, Yeshakoach.
Okay,
but he never actually told him. He never told him. Or he just smiles at the guy and he walks over, you know, and he sees that he knows what's happened, he just walks away, doesn't say a word. So if there's no chashash, the Gemara is on stage. Now the Gemara says, now you know your day am chashash mishum gezel. Now, here's your question. And now he asked actually your question. How do we know if the guy was happy or wasn't happy? Right? Doesn't right? That's the question. So he says, explains. Sareshe ba balabait umetzoy. Balabait came and saw what's going on. Va'amar, and he says to the guy, kelech etz yafot. Why did you give him those? You should have given him the better ones. Right? So the behavior, his actions are that he was a generous guy. And on the contrary, you even take a better one. Now, normally, the Gemara gets this a moment. When a person, an average guy, gives chumat, you give it ayin, bein on it, right? So you don't take from the best or from the worst, you take from the average gut ones. You got an ayin ra, you give from the worst. You got an ayin tov, you give from the best. So he says, right, im nimtzu yafot mehen, if there are, look at Rashi here, kelech etz yafot, hayalech alech etz yafot, latet men the coin, give the coin from the best ones. Now the question is, this is the real test. Im nimtzu yafot, are there really better ones? Are there better ones in the field? In other words, could the guy have chosen better ones to give to the coin? So im nimtzu yafot mehen, then we say truma to truma. Because then it means the balabait was really serious. There were better ones. So the guy take better ones. In other words, he's saying, I'm happy you gave the guy the truma. You should have taken better ones. Would have been happy if you got better ones. However, im lav, ain't truma to truma. But if he gave from the best, and the balabait was being a bit sarcastic over here, right? This is a facetious, whoa, why didn't you give him the better ones? You gave the best ones, right? There weren't any. So you call, but now that's one case. That's one way of understanding it. Another case. What about him? Liktua balim vosifolehin. If the balim now go themselves and they pick up some more stuff and they put it on top of the stuff that he had given the coin, and says, "Yeah, take this as well." So yeah, the guy's acting very generously, and we can see that he's happy with what you did. Bein kach ubein kach truma to truma. So in either of those cases, if he said kelech etz la yafot, why didn't take better ones, or he himself went and gave him more. That in itself shows that the balabait was happy. Now, says the Gemara, v'chinim tzu yafot mein, trumato truma, amai. Why do we say that the time when he actually found better ones, if there were better ones, that is the reason to believe that the truma was truma, that the balabait was happy with it? Why? Be'idne de taram ha'lo havayada. At the time that he gave it, when the person who did, the friend who did the truma for him, at the time that he gave it, he never knew. So look at Rashi. He says, at the time that he never knew, lo haviyada. Alma, came unto the yada de nichelei. Now, when is he discovering this? This is lemafreya. Right? At the time that he gave it, that was shelo midat. You agree with me? Now he knows they're better ones. Now he knows the Baal HaBayit wanted him to give better ones, and there are better ones. At the time that he gave, he never knew that there were better ones. So if the Baal HaBayit had said, why didn't you take better ones, and there weren't better ones, he never knew there were or there weren't. And we're saying, because there happened to be, so now Lemafreya, the truma that he gave was a good truma, correct? Everybody following me? Right? Look at Rashi here. So we're saying now that we discover that there are better ones, we're saying the Mafreya Mikra was also very good. Why don't we still say about Yayush? And that seems to be a support for Rava. Because what does Rava say? Rava says when the guy ultimately discovers that he lost his goods and he can't get them back, he's going to be Mityash, right? So let's say it's really Mityash from now, because when he will find out, it seems to prove our case of Rava. Because how come the Truma is a good Truma? Because it turned out that there were better ones. So it's like, at the time that he gave, he never knew that there were better ones. Now he knows that there were better ones. It means that Lemafreya, retroactively, when he gave them, because there were better ones, the Truma that he gave was a good Truma. Same thing should be with Yayush. In other words, if things are going to turn out in a certain way, then deal with them from now. If you're going to discover in 10 hours' time that you lost your watch and you're going to be with Yayush, so the guy who finds it now can take it. That supports Rava. So this is to be a kashi against Abaya. So listen to this. This is absolutely amazing. Tirgam Rava. Rava himself. Okay, and look at the Masorah Shas over here. He says that to Shabbos Nun Bet. I didn't look there. Anybody got a good one in front of them? I want to look quickly because I've got a feeling that it might just say Rabbah and not Rava. Because this seems like outrageous. Rava himself now defends Abaya and argues with himself. Because the Gemara has just brought a whole proof now to support who? To support Rava. Tirgim Rava, Alibeda Abaya, Deshavye Shaliach. No, what's going on over here? This guy who did the Truma wasn't just I'm a friend. The Baal HaBayit had appointed him as a Shaliach. So he says, and Hachid Ami Stabber, it makes so much sense. Why did he stop with the Lord Shavia Shaliach? If it wasn't Stam a Shaliach, so me have your Truma to a Truma. What, can a guy just walk in somebody else's field and decide to take Truma for him? No, well, you're a Ganif. So it must be he was a Shaliach. Vaha. Atem, and the Pasuk says, Gam Atem, right? What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Ken Tarimu, take Truma, Gam Atem Trumat Hashem, Mikol Masot Echem. Even them. And it says, Gam Atem Rachman, who's them? Rabot Shluchichem. You can appoint the Shaliach. Ma Atem Ledaatchem, just like you, when you give Truma, you choose it to go into your own the abilities. What's the word I'm looking for? Discerning abilities. Av Shluchichem Ledaatchem, Shad Shluchichem. So Gemara says, okay, well, that's very nice. Right? Because, right, but Ella, Hacha B'maskinan, what are we talking about here? Gemara says, Kegon Deshavi Shaliach V'amale. So why do we, because the Gemara's question is, if it's the Da'atchem that the Shaliach can choose, then what do we care? If the Baal HaBayit said yes, then it is Truma. If the Baal HaBayit said no, not Truma, the Shaliach is a Shaliach. It's just like you, and the Truma should be a good Truma under all circumstances. So why do we make a distinction between if there were better ones or weren't better ones? It's like the guy appointed a Shaliach. V'amal, he said to the Shaliach, Zil Trum, go take Truma for me. V'lo amalei Trum ehani. He never said choose from those. He just said, go Trum, go take Truma for me. V'stamei de Baal HaBayit ki terom ibenuni tu terom. And normally a Baal HaBayit, the average Baal HaBayit, when he gives, like I said, he gives from the Benoni, doesn't take his best produce or his worst produce. He takes the average produce and gives it to the Truma. V'azal iyu, but this guy, the Shaliach, went, v'tara miyafot, went from the guy's best produce, he gave the Truma. And now the Baal HaBayit arrives home and sees what's going on over here. And he says to the Shaliach, Kelech etzel yafot. Why didn't you take better ones? So now the Gemara puts the whole story into context. What's going on over here? The Shaliach was my Shaliach. And I sent the Shaliach. And if the Shaliach had just taken from the Beinoni, there wouldn't be a question. Abidin, that was a kosher Truma, a whole davar, because he's my Shaliach with a pasuk which allows me to put Shaliach for Truma. But he took my best produce, my prize produce. I'm taking it to the market. I don't know, in the best market in the world to go and show it off. And now the question is, if there really are better ones than those, then Truma to Truma. Then we believe that the Baal HaBayit meant what he said. And he wasn't upset with this guy that he took such good ones. Ve'im lav and im lot, then ain Truma to Truma. Then it wouldn't be Truma. Because here we're saying basically the Baal HaBayit, right, has convinced us now that that wasn't what he wanted his shaliach to do. Look at Rashi here. Lo amruk lechaz liyafot, ave gale da'at, ele le'inyan truma. Okay, so Amaymar, the Gemara now brings a story. Amaymar, Mazuchov, Rav Ashi, Ikla'ula, Boston, Demari, Bar Isak. We've seen this Gemara before. The Mishnah Shat doesn't mention where it was. I don't remember where it was, but we've definitely seen it. In a slightly different context, you'll all recognize it in a minute. So all three of them, Amaymar, Mazuchov, Rav Ashi, arrive at the Boston, Rav Ashi, at the paradise, the orchards of Mari Bar Isak. Aite, Arisei, Tamrei, Verimone, Vishale Kamayu. So his sharecropper, well, I think he was using the word Arisa here more in the term of his worker, his farm manager or something. Somebody give me an English translation there. And Arisa is normally a sharecropper who's got ownership in the rights. But it seems from the story it's not. What's the English here?
This is sharecropper.
Sharecropper, okay. Well, there's a bit of difficulty over here. You'll see in a moment. Shada and spread we have before them some fruit. Amaymar Rashi achle, Amaymar Rashi ate the fruit. Marzutra lo achim, didn't want to eat. Right? Marzutra never ate the fruit. Adachiata Mari Bar Isak. So in the meantime, Mari Bar Isak, the Balabite, arrives. Ashkachinu Vamle Larisa. He says to his Aris, to his sharecropper there, Amailoi, I take Lahul Rabbanan Menach Shafirta. Why don't you give them the best of the fruits? Why don't you give it to them? So Amrulei. So they said to him, Amaymar Rav Ashi Lamarzutra. So now Amaymar and Rav Ashi say to Marzutra, Hashta Amailo Achira. Now you can see, you can eat. Look, the Balabite himself arrived and said to his shekel, why didn't you give him the foods? Meaning what? He wanted you to eat. What does that sound like? That sounds like the same as our Truma Shaliach, right? The Balabite says, why didn't you give from the better ones? And that's what they say to him. Tan, didn't we learn in a brighter? Im nimtu yafot mehen. If they're better ones, then gale da'at is Rashi, the Balabite wants you to eat. Truma to Truma. So to Aviyah, the Balabite said, gale da'at, he wants you to eat. So Amar Leyu Achi Amar Rava. So Rav Ashi quotes Rava. Hacham Rava lo amru kelech etzel yafot. That halacha you quoted from the previous story where Rava supported Abaya. Now I think you understand why the Gemara brings this story. Is that it's telling us that Rava didn't support Abaya there across the board for everything it was supporting halacha like Abaya. But Rava said that that case over there of elech etzel yafot el inyan truma bilvayz, only for truma. Why for truma? Mishum de mitzvahu. Venichele. And the guy wants you to do the mitzvah for him. Aval hacha. Mishum ksifutu damrachi. But yeah, why is married Bar Isak, whatever his name is, what's the guy's name that came there? Married Bar Isak, yes? He's just embarrassed. That's why he's saying to the sharecropper, why don't you give him to eat? He doesn't really want us to eat, but he sees the two of you eating food, I suppose. He says, why are you bringing food as well? So that isn't necessarily true. So what Rav is saying over here is that with the case of the truma, right, the truma had already been given. So the Balabai was a little bit embarrassed. Out of embarrassment, it was a sarcastic comment. He said, why don't you give the best if you're giving away my good stuff? Right, that's how Rabbi interprets it. It's not Galei Dad that really wanted you to give it. Right?
That's a long leap. Saying maybe he's genuinely concerned that he wasn't honoring the rabbis.
No. He might, in this case, he might have been. But what Rav is saying is that that's not a generic proof. In this case, it might really be. But they used the brighter of Keshelech Lecha Etzla Tovim. He says that whenever a Balabai says to you, why didn't you give the better ones? Don't get confused, says Rav. That was a case of Truma specifically. As in all other cases, you've got to be concerned. The guy might be embarrassed. So I suppose If Mari Bar Isak would say to him, no, I want you to eat, he'd pick up himself and go and get the food, I'm sure that Rav Ashi would eventually eat. I'm sure that Rav Ashi eventually ate. Don't worry, I'm sure that he ate. In the start, I'm sure that he ate. Okay, another one. 11. Right? Atoshma. Odeyu atalalehen v'samach. Now, what's the story of here? We've seen this Gemara as well. Where is this Gemara, by the way? It's also a familiar Gemara. It's a Bishti Machshirin. We never know that, but we know the din of Vechiyutan. So the passage is like this: Vechiyutan mai marzera. When afal beniv latam alav, tamehu lachem. If you've got seeds or you've got vegetables or you've got fruits, that while they're on the tree or in the ground, so wetting them does nothing, right? They don't be makabel tuma. We know that something has to become wet in order to be makabel tuma, right? Vechiyutan. That's the din. That's why an apple off the tree, if it gets wet, you got to dry it, otherwise it's you know, you can't eat wet fruits, and we don't eat wet fruits. And also, it will be makabel tuma. So if there's, if the fruits have all been picked now and they're lying there in a barrel and they get wet, and a sheretz walks over them, or a dead sheretz is lying there, or neveda or whatever, and touches them, it will become tame. Go dry it. But an ODB is makabel tuma when you want it to be wet. In other words, dew that falls on it, if you didn't want them to be wet and you don't want them to, and you want to keep them dry, so the dew, even though it gets dew falls on it, won't be makabel tuma. It's makabel tuma, has to be from da'at. We'll see now, it's a bit of a steer in the pasuk, because the pasuk says v'chi yutan, but really it means v'chi yiten, when you put it on. So how can it, but it says v'chi yutan. So v'chi yutan means if you were happy that it was on. So even though it got wet without you doing it, if you were happy about the water, to the makabel tuma. That's what the brother says over here. The brother says, odehu atal aleha, the towel is still there on it. Look at Rashi. Hamale perotav lagag, you put your fruits on the roof to dry them out. V'yara lental, and you fell on them. V'samach, betal shal, and you said, oh wow, I'm so glad I wanted that towel now to keep them fresh, whatever. Harehe, areze b'chiyutan. These fruits are b'chiyutan, look at Rashi. V'huchshu l'tumah mi'atav elam. From now on, they can be makabel tumah. Because they have to first be wet to be mukhshar l'tumah. Remember that? We learned it before 100 times. Everybody with me? Right? So that is v'chiyutan. On the other hand, says the brighter, nigvu, if you dried them, right? Or they dried, rather. Nigv, Rashi's achilo matzan. Meantime, the dew fell in the morning. By the time you arrived at your roof to check them up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they were dry. Right? Afa pishe samach. Even though now you say, wow, I, someone says to you, you know, there was a lot of dew this morning. And you say, oh, wow, I'm so glad that you fell because now my fruits got dew on them. Right? That, einach b'chiyutan. That isn't going to make a difference. Right? So this is also, if you think about it for a second, this is a case of yutan shalomidat, correct? You never knew that they, by the time you got there, they were dry. So you never saw the dew. And we said in a case like that, it wouldn't work, that the dew would have been good for you, even though you were happy, I'm afraid, look at Rashi. And number yutan, now that you're happy, mahani haida atli mikara. Now that you're happy about something, you can say, I'm happy now that it got the dew landed this morning, but I never knew about it this morning. We're not going to treat the sefer as we treated the reish. The reish is you arrive there and you see that the dew's on their fruits and they worked and you're happy about it. It's considered b'chiyutan. When later on in the afternoon you heard that the fruits got wet, we don't say that they were as if you were happy from the time that they happened. Everybody following me? You're happy now, but it tells us nothing about what you were when they land, when they fell. Same thing as Yayush. You discover now that your article is lost article. It tells me nothing that when it was lost, you felt you gave up on Yayush. Where Rava would say, no, once you know now, we go back all the way to the very beginning. Abaya says, no, you know now. Now we give it. Now it becomes somebody else's. Now you meet Yayush until you know. Same thing with the fruits. Now you know that the water fell this morning. It was helping for this morning. And now the fruits are dry. So there's not going to be a b'chiyutan. That's exactly supporting Abaya. Right? Love mishum de lo aminan kevin de igle milte de hashle nichele mikare nami nichele. Why don't we say like what Abaya, like Rava said, that now that you know that you're happy when you heard about it now, you're happy at the beginning and you were sameach, and it should therefore be a case of yeh yushlomi dat like Rava. No one says no. Shani atam dichtiv ki yuten. So this seems to be a kashya against Rava. In other words, we should have said like Rava. We didn't say like Rava. It's a kashya against Rava. It's not a kashya against Rava. Because there it's a unique situation with the fruits, with the water. Why? Shayatam dichtiv, because the pasuk said ki yuten, right? Achi yiten, even though it's written ki yutan, it's actually written without the vav, it's just ki yiten. In other words, you have to do it. Meaning, look at Rashi, aktiv ki yiten. Oh, well, the Gemara says often aktiv ki yiten. No, dichtiv ki yiten, look at Rashi. Velokativ ki yutan. You see, Rashi adds the vav, and you see that there, the third wide lines of Rashi at the top there? Rashi writes him with the vav. It isn't written v'chi yutan, it's written v'chi yiten. We read it v'chi yutan, right? So Gemara says, "Iachi Reisha Nami." Then why the Reisha is the Reisha good for us? Goes to Hatam Kra Papa. Kra Papa Rami. Rabbi Papa was mysterious. Like it's Kativ Ki Yuten, but Kriyin Bek Yutan. It says it's written Ki Yuten, but it says Ki Yutan. How does it work? It says Beinan Ki Yutan Dumi Adach Yuten. We need Ki Yutan. That when the water happened on its own, is if you knew that it was happening, if you put it there itself, right? My Yuten Adat. Just there was Dabi. You gave it Af Ki Yutan Nami Adat. So basically, we said we defended Rava Abiyas, and this isn't a proof against Rava. because it's a unique situation, because there's still in the pasuk between Yitin and Yutan, and that's why it's a special din. But normally, Rava might be right. Number 12, and I think that this is the final story. Toshma, Tam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael ben Yehotzadak, Minayin la'aveda sheshat v'nahar shimuteret. Where do we know, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishmael ben Yehotzadak, that a river that schleps off something, that someone who finds it can keep it? In other words, you find a nice Armani jacket floating down the river, it's yours. Right, this is quite a bonus with you. Probably the most complicated braita we had the whole of this to dapim. But follow. Look at the limud. The Gemara says like this, because the pasuk says v'chein ta'aseh. This pasuk over here is v'chein tzeh lechamuro v'chein tzeh lesalmuto v'chein tzeh lekol avdal achicha asher tovar dimenu umetzata lo tuchal italem. This is the mitzvah of hashavat aveda. Right, daf dvarim kafbet gimel. It says that you go with your donkey, with his garments, with anything that he loses of your brothers, that he loses, and you find it, you can't ignore it. Okay? You can't just ignore things that were lost. You got to go and try and find the guy. You got to mark, if they see money, etc., etc., we'll see in a moment. So this is his proof. What about that? Asher toved mimenu. Why does it say asher toved mimenu? Rashi seems to imply, the Guru seems to imply, that mimenu, look at the last wide line at the top there, says the word mimenu is a kriya teruhu. We never need it. It just should say, the chol avad achicha, asher nevdu, wa asher toved mimenu. Right? So he says, kriya teruhu, lashminan, she'eno avud elehemenu. Who's it lost from? When do we say that a lost article is a lost article? When he loses it. Right? Look over here. Umetza'ata, right, and you find it. Mi she'avuda hemenu u'metzuya etzel kol adam. When do you have a mitzvah of returning a lost article? When he lost it, but there's a pretty good reason to believe that everybody else could have found it. Okay, so you left your jacket in this market square, or you went to the shop, or you went to a fete or to a fair, whatever the case is, and I don't know, you've got a bracelet and it falls off your hand and you're not really sure where it was and you were at the Purim fete. Okay? So then, something like that, you lost it, but the chances are that other people found it. Yetzata zo, that excludes a situation, she'avuda mimenu ve'eina metzuya etzel kol adam. That's a different situation. Well, not only is it lost from you, but it's lost from the world as a rule. In other words, if you're swimming in the sea and you get this massive wave comes and throws off your hat, your cap, let's be honest, the chances are that it's going to be taken back into the sea and it's gone. Now, there might be some guy in Hawaii who finds it in 3 years' time, right? That doesn't mean it's Mitsuyala Kol Adam. At the moment, normal course of events, it's lost for anybody. And the Gemara comes on and says, V'isura dumia deheteira. What does it mean, Isur Dumiyate Teir? Look at Rashi. Kaivan de Michad Krayafinan. Since we learn from one pasuk, this idea of Mitsuya Etzel Kol Adam Sheyachzor, that when it's everybody else has got it, you can expect to return it to be returned. Vesheena Mitsuya Yiskebo. And if, as a rule, this is no one can be expected to find it, and you, the lucky guy, happens to land on your boat, you can keep it. It kush la dade. Zuli Isur, Zuli Taira. We can learn a kehekeshia bain Isur leheter. Now, what Isur leheter? I think it's the best way to explain it, the euphemistic term for something which has got a siman, something which hasn't got a siman. Even if there's a siman. If you've got a hat and you're wearing a cap on the beach and you're swimming, you're out deep in the water and the wave comes and splashes it away, even if you had a siman, who really believes that now some guy's going to find that cap somewhere in some beach, I don't know, kilometers away, is going to recognize the siman as your insignia or your coat of arms or whatever. Well, it's got a hole in the left corner of the P. That makes sense only when it can be found in the marketplace, right? So Isuri is normally, you wouldn't be able to keep it. Yehetter is normally which you are able to keep. Irrespective of the siman, not a siman in a case like that, you'd be able to keep. That's what Gemara says, right? He says, ma hayit, ma, 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 now, ma hetera. What do you mean the Torah? Bainit basiman, bainit leit basiman shara. Without a siman, you can keep it. And afi surah, what is surah? Bainit basiman, bainit leit basiman asura. And now, if it's in the marketplace, so it seems that if there's no siman, or there is a siman, you can't keep it, where it's acceptable that other people would find it. Makes no difference without a siman. And if it's where no one can find it, makes no difference without a siman, you can keep it. Right? So the Gemara seems to now, why is that? Because at the end of the day, we're saying, is there yayush, isn't there yayush? If it's something which would be likely found by people, there's no yayush. If it's something which is unlikely to be found by people, there is yayush. And therefore, what do we see over here? In order for you to get something with a siman, without a siman, makes a visit, has to be yayush. And the Gemara says, tiyufta derava tiyufta. This is a tiyufta derava. Rava wanted to say, even without yayush, because ultimately you will have yayush. You've already got yayush from now. The Gemara says, no. If there is yayush, there's yayush. Siman, no siman. If it's likely to be found, you've got to have a mitzvah hashavat avodah. Go proclaim it, go announce it, go do your best to give it back to the guy. Even without a siman. If there isn't a siman, or there is a siman, and it gets lost in a place where you know you're never going to find it again, you've got yayush immediately. Whoever finds it can find it. And the Gemara says, v'hilchete kevate da'abaya. And this is where the Gemara brings their source from. Aloch is da'kabaya, b'ya'el kagam. Okay, so we've seen this now. This was in Kiddushin as well. In Baba Kama as well, we saw it. So we've already seen this is the third case of Ya'el Kagam. Right? And this is the first case of Ya'el Kagam. Look, Rashi tells us what Ya'el Kagam is. Rashi says, Ya'el Kagam, simane hilchetahin, yayush lo mida'at, right? Abandoned without knowledge, shahacha here in this case. Eid zomimun mafreya, and who nifsal, that's in Sanhedrin. Lech yamed me'alav, a beam with regards to Hilchot Shabbat, etc., standing on its own in Eruvin. Kiddushin shlonim tzadet bebiya. If you can't have beer for the woman you marry, who is not called Kiddushin, that's in Masechet Kiddushin. Gilu data begita. You have to have gilu data in a get, that's in Gittin. And the mumar ochel nevelut lachi is pasul from in Eidut, that's in Sanhedrin. So we got two sources in Sanhedrin, two in Sanhedrin, one Eruvin, one Kiddushin, one Gittin, and one Bava Metzia. We said Bava Kama as well, didn't we? No, that's it. So those are the six cases of Ya'el Kagam. Okay, so that's the whole story. We finish with that. The Gemara carries on. So now he says, so now that we know that Rava's been bounced out, and we know for a fact now, halochas da'kabaya, that yayush shelo midat is not yayush. Now I've got a difficulty over here. Says Rav Acha to Rava. Is this Rav Acha mamash the Rava, the son of our Rava? Steve, you got a list there? Is this Steve still here? Steve, yeah. Look at your chart there. Is this Rav Acha, is he Rava's son? Our Rava's son? This Rava? Maybe he's saying, now that my father's halacha has been knocked out, Hane Tamre de Zika, if the wind blows off dates off a tree, how can we eat them? We've got to first go and establish that the guy who owed the tree knows that the dates have been blown off the tree, and that there was Yayush, Midaat, to enable us to eat the tree, the dates. You find dates on the floor, how can you eat them? He says, don't worry. Normally when dates fall off a tree or anything falls off a tree, worms get into them straight away. So by definition, by the default, is that an owner of a tree, something flies off his tree, he abandons hope immediately. You have to worry there's already been yayush. He says, okay, that's very nice. But what about yakme? What if the fields are owned by orphans? They aren't going to be mafke. They're young kids. They haven't got da'at. Aren't allowed to be moichil. Aren't allowed to be mafkir. So he says, Amalei says, what? Ba'aga ba'arad de yatme lo mechaskinan. He says, if Rashi explains over here, what did you say? Rashi says like this. Ba'aga de ba'ara. He says, Ein alav lachzik kol ha'bika b'cheska l'karka shli yotomim. You can't make an assumption that all the fields you're walking around belong to yotomim. V'le'esor kol temari b'shum safek karka shli yotomim. Elo hochin ha'charov. He says, we go after the majority of fields aren't owned by yotomim, you have to worry about it. So, okay, so that's fine. You told me now that the majority of cases I can go up to the road. But what happens if, he says, carries the answer. He said, but what about Mukhzak, Vomed, Mai? I know for a fact that field's owned by orphans, where young kids. And now there are dates on the floor. Can't I eat the dates? So he says, right? He says, Vomed, Mai, Krachta, Mai. Right, look at Rashi, yeah, Krachta, Mai. The kalim akrochin umukafin begader shel avanim saviv. What about a palm tree that's wrapped up there? You know, you see like the palm trees, there's something like wrap up, like you see like packets on banana trees, or you know, they wrap up the dates or whatever, look after them. Begesh avanim saviv she'en shkotim, they protect it there, that the shkotim are within, that they try and have a situation where they keep all the worms far away. So now we can see that the guys have made an effort that even if a date falls onto the floor and there won't be worms around it because it's got all rocks around it protecting it. Now those dates, what can I do? Not about orphans actually, it's regular guys' dates, because you said normally a guy doesn't worry because they're going to be worms. So in a case like this, we can see the guys made an effort for them. What do we eat the moment? Said, you know what, in a case like that, it'll be asu. I'm like asirin. You're right, be asir. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Krichop Sharabim Harei Yerushalo. Right, let's look at the Mishnah quickly. The Mishnah said, Krichot Bereshut HaRabim. We said, Omarim Ktanim Kamo Ma'alamim Alumim Metagbinam Yerushalim Mikran Krichim. Little sheaves, right? You find little sheaves all nicely wrapped up, Mishnah Rabbi. So he says, Krichot Bereshut HaRei Yerushalo. They yours, Amar Rabbi, Vafilu B'davar Shesh Bo Simon. Even with our Simon. The Gemara says, why does Rabbi say the Siman? Because Rabbi, Siman asuni deres, lo ave Siman. Because Rabbi said, look, there might be a little bit of a Siman on these little sheaves, but let's be honest. Animals going to walk over them, people are going to walk over them. It's Nushta Rabbim, remember? And people are trampling all over them, the Siman's going to be gone. So it seems like Rabbi's even with a Siman, because Rabbi says, Siman that can be ruined isn't called a Siman. Rabbi Amar, lo shanu, erubadava she'embo Siman. Rabbi says, no. When did the Mishnah say this krikhota yosh? Rabbi, there isn't a Siman. Erubadava she'embo Siman, chadach, you got to help me, you got to machris. So Rava and Rava arguing over here. It's quite unusual to see Rava and Rabba arguing, to be honest. Right? So Almak Sava Rava, Siman I should address. Have a Siman. So we see Rava's opinion that even if the Siman might be ruined, it's still called a Siman. The Gemara says, Vikana Matila Shmaitiban Panav Sam said it's not part of Amachloket over here of Krichot, but the Machloket is with regard to Simanim as a rule. Siman Asuli Dares, a Siman which could be destroyed. Rabba Amar Love Siman. Rava says it's a Siman. So the Gemara asks a Kasha now from our Mishnah on that. Tanan, Krichot Shrabi, Rael Shelo. Now, the Mishnah says, Krichot Nushta Rabim, they're yours. Nushta Yachid, you've got to actually publicize them. So now, it seems to be a little bit different, not so straightforward, because Nushta Rabim, they're yours. So it means a Siman is not a Siman. And Nushta Yachid, it is a Siman. You've got to announce them. So what's Hakidami, eat the late base. If this Mishnah is on a case where the Krichot never had a Siman, so Nushta Yachid by Machris. El alav to eat pasin in shtayachid. Why would you have to? If you found shtayachid, why would you have to machris? Obviously, because there was a siman. Uktan shtarabim ra'elu shelo. And on the other hand, we said in shtarabim, it's yours. I'm a siman. I should rest. Lo have a siman. So we see we ignore. So we talk about a case in the shtayachid is a siman. The assumption is the reisha and the sefer talk about the same case. So if the sefer talk about with a siman, the reisha talk about with a siman. In the reisha, when do you have to announce it? Because it's a siman. In the sefer, it says it's yours. You have to announce it, and it seems to be with a siman. So why would that be? It seems to be because Siman Asuri the race is not a Siman. And therefore, the Gemara says, Tuv to the Rava. That seems to be like Rabbah. Because Rava said, no, even a Siman which will be destroyed is a Siman. So Amalach Rava, Rava said, Al Olam, the late person, really, this whole Mishnah to my case isn't a Siman. Ude Kamati, when you wanted to try and prove that from the fact that Yachin in the proper place, my Machriz, you'd have to Machriz, it must have been a Siman. You aren't being Machriz the Siman. What are you being Machriz? Machriz Makom. You're saying, I found something in this particular place. In lost something there, come and tell me what it was. We're not giving the siman. We're giving the place. Right? And so Rabbi, what does Rabbi say? Rabbi would say, no, said, Amar makom lo ave siman. Rabbi says, a makom not a siman. Did, but how does he know that? Because we've got a machloket over here. It says, makom, Rabbi amar lo ave siman. Rabbi amar have a siman. Another machloket between the two of them about whether it was or wasn't a siman. Okay, let's stop over here. Okay.